Anna Rohr is a hometown hero in Mishawaka, Indiana, a city of almost 49,000, just 13 minutes east of Notre Dame University in South Bend. She finished her high school running career with 6 state titles and 5 national titles before choosing to stay close to home and become a member of the Fighting Irish track and cross-country teams. Hi, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Don't forget, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift is matched. It is doubled. Check it out at WWIB.com. Junior All-America Anna Rohr is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So last time we talked about the injury that shelved your running career for about a year, the back injury, and talked about being on schedule physically. How about the challenge mentally of trusting your body to stay healthy coming back from that kind of injury?
Yeah, it was definitely a long process, and it was cool how you could see the slow improvements with things. But I mean, I started out with my back just being in so much pain all the time, and well, not all the time. When I was standing up, it felt great. But really, any time I sat down, or it usually felt good when I was running. But then afterwards, it would hurt, and so it was really just constantly battling this pain in my back that would kind of shoot down my leg a little bit. But then once I started the physical therapy exercises, I, of course, did those as often as I could because they helped. So it was neat to be able to see the slow improvements. And then, like, when I finally got back into the weight room again, it was like, wow, I haven't been able to do this in so long. Or, like, something as simple as I could touch my toes again because I couldn't bend over that way for months. So that was huge. But it was definitely just mentally, it was definitely different from other injuries that I've had in the past, just because it was a little bit, I don't know, it was like a little bit scary, just because with if I broke my foot in high school, that happened a couple times, and like you can put a timeline on that, and you know, take this amount of time off and come back slowly and it's going to be okay. But with the back injury, there wasn't really a set time. It was just kind of like, we have to keep doing this, and you can try running, you can try this, but like it might not be great, so you just have to wait and see. So I think it was more frustrating than other injuries I've had.
So while you went through this time of rehabbing and staying away from running during the injury, have you sort of come to grips with why God allowed you to go through this, what he was trying to teach you?
Yeah, that's really the only thing that kept me patient. It gets frustrating when injuries prolong. And in high school, it was hard, of course, having those initial injuries, but then definitely grew in faith during that time, and that's what's helped me through the ones in college, especially this past year. But yeah, I would say I would just pray every day. Obviously, I would pray for healing, but I also just pray, like, God, help me to know what your plan is, because I don't understand, and I definitely accepted what he's given me. But I would just, like, pray to understand and to know why, and just ask for some guidance where God's leading me. And that was really the only reason I was able to stay patient during it.
Well, you've been named one of the captains for the Notre Dame track team. Give me an idea where the program is for track and field right now at Notre Dame.
I mean, I definitely think we're on the rise with the recruits that we have coming in, and especially the girls in my class. We've all improved quite a bit since our freshman year, and everyone's healthy right now, and so it's good to just, like, get through the summer healthy and, like, start strong together. I'm really excited for this cross-country season. And, yeah, I mean, I've had a great experience there with my coach and just the people that I've met on my team. I've really, really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, you grew up in Mishawaka, Indiana, not far from, as I mentioned, not far from South Bend. You were an All-American there, nominated for an ESPY Award, ESPN ESPY Award. You walked the red carpet as a senior in high school in L.A., rubbed elbows with the stars. What was that like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It was just, like, surreal. It didn't really feel like I felt a little out of place just because everyone there had, like, such bigger credentials than I did. But it was really cool to be there and to know, like, hey, these people invited me here because they believe that I can be at this level later. And so it's cool to know that people believe in you, I suppose. And yeah, just the rest of my high school career was, when I wasn't battling the injuries, it was so fun to see how the community got involved with everything because, I live in Mishawaka and, I mean, it's not a small town, but it's by no means a big town either. And so it was just really cool to see my town be really, really proud of something and have someone to follow in the news and, like, they look for things in the newspaper just because they were proud that I came from Mishawaka, and that was really neat.
Yeah, well, you're a celeb in your hometown and known because of your running accolades at Notre Dame, and that has given you some opportunities to share your faith, your personal relationship with Christ with various groups. I think we'll talk about that next time. And visit about maybe representing your country in the future in the Olympics. So, Anna, thank you for being here today at Aurora Notre Dame. Let's have you carve out some time for our next show, all right?
Yeah, definitely I will.